Leo, this month is putting you on a search. The transits are making you search for the truth of what actually your inner and outer wealth is all about. Welcome back to Uprise Friends. Before we begin, I want to let you know a few very important things about today's reading, especially if you're new to astrology. These readings are for your rising sign and your sun sign. If you know both, then you can obviously check out both of them. And I wanted to share this information with you before we dive into your horoscope for this month. But before we begin, I want to introduce myself. My name is Alan Sky. I'm an astrologer and numerologist. I'm best known for cutting right through the noise and getting the most important messages to you. My intention is to help any present-day visionary to live their best life. So if you like what I offer on this channel, then let's hang out, subscribe, ring the bell so that it notifies you every time I put out a new forecast or horoscope. I'm happy that you are here, and let's dive into your horoscope now. September 1st, through the 22nd, the sun is transiting your second house in Virgo. And so what does this mean for you guys? So this is going to be an incredibly busy time for you guys, because there's going to be a lot of emphasis on everyday sort of tasks, things that you guys are going to be focusing on in regards to anything that you're just doing in the day-to-day, whether that is from text messages to phone calls to getting that reel out, you know, spending your time on social media, talking to people and kind of getting projects on the way, or in general, putting together sort of a talkative format, whether that is for your work, whether that is for meetings, you know, being on meetings. This is a very busy time. So a lot is going to be unfolding in your environment, and a lot of things that you're not going to be able to count on. This is going to be a time where I think a lot of you are going to further kind of get into the details of what is happening in your day-to-day, but a lot of the things that you are going to be focusing on will have very many amazing insights and helpful tips that you're only going to get from the moments where things are not going the way that you're expecting them. So there is a little bit of a sensitivity that could come up this month, because Mercury is going to be transiting through your third house, and it's going to have this sort of impact of sort of the sensitivity around conversations as well. So it could bring up a heightened sort of awareness around you, what you say to other people, what other people say to you. And then there is going to be this retrograde phase where you're going to start to realize that there are some boundary crossings that you have to kind of deal with other people, because other people could be coming at you this month, basically just saying things that you didn't expect, you didn't think that they were on this side, or that they had this kind of opinion. It just kind of sort of comes out. And so it brings up a heightened sense of kind of sensitivity around these types of themes I just mentioned. September 23rd until the 30th, the sun starts to move into the sign of Libra, joins your third house. So it is joining the party of that Mercury retrograde. It is going to start to expand and illuminate even more so some kind of issues around, you know, you putting down more protection around you, more of your relationship dynamics, what they should look like, what you want them to look like. And there are some certain conversations that have to be had. But first, with the sun transiting into that house, you are going to be in this place where I think you're going to be illuminating a lot more of what you actually need to be focusing on and what you need to defend and protect about your work in general. Because this can also have to do, the third house can have to do with very important sort of written items or things that you're putting out that it belongs to you, or your sort of blogs, or any kind of, you know, branding, or anything that has to do with intellectual value. There could be now an emphasis on what you're really wanting to protect, what you need to brand. Perhaps you need to protect your brand a little bit more, and you have to establish more LLCs. Stuff like this could be coming up during this time, because the sun is illuminating where, you know, there's some protection that is necessary, and you're starting to see these types of themes now unfold in the third house. Also on September 23rd, Mercury is going to be conjunct the sun, or the sun is going to be conjunct Mercury at 0 degrees. And this is going to be a new conversation that you're engaging into. This is a much needed lightheartedness that kind of comes into play here, but it's also a zeroing out because it is at 0 degrees. It is going to be a zeroing out of what you thought you needed to think or be like in order to maintain a particular kind of status even, or a particular sort of outlook on life, or, you know, just in general, just simply your mindset, your attitude towards life is going to possibly change here, because that Mercury conjunct Sun, that 0 degrees, is going to reset what you thought about life, what you thought about your work, what you thought about certain interactions and engaging into conversations with people, where you start to realize it doesn't have to be maybe this serious. It doesn't have to be the way that you thought it needed to be. There's a lightheartedness that comes into play here, but also much needed insight and epiphanies. And so there is a little bit of this liberation aspect to this conjunction. And what's also worth it to mention is that Venus is going to still be in your second house on this day at 22 degrees. And even though this is not a conjunction, not related, the 22 degrees is a big degree that we need to pay attention to. So this is going to correlate to productivity. This is going to correlate to finances, money, or decision-making around money, where you're going to start to realize that you basically are building or wanting to maybe even build a new foundation, because 22 has a lot to do with a foundation that we're building, but it also comes with us having this epiphany, you know, this like up-leveling of some sort that needs to happen. But it comes through a very strong emotional experience. The last big highlight and transit that I want to talk about for this month, I think that is going to be incredibly important to kind of keep in mind, is going to be the Sun-Jupiter opposition at 3 degrees. So the Sun is going to be in Libra in your third house, opposing Jupiter in your ninth house. So I would say that this is going to basically highlight for you guys what beliefs are changing about what you are aiming for now, what the bigger picture in life is really truly about. And on the same day as this is unfolding, of course, we have always another plot twist. We have Venus Mercury conjunct at 26 degrees. And so Venus and Mercury are going to be in your second house. This is going to bring up all sorts of new commitment levels that are going to be unfolding, and what that commitment level actually really looks like in real time is going to be shown to you. There is sort of a new refreshing conversation that comes up here that is going to be so reassuring that you're on the right path, but the beliefs have to tie into it. Beliefs have to change. They have to develop into a new direction. And it could be that they are doing it in sort of a natural way. You may not even think about it, but something changes here. That's a wrap on today's horoscope. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. Don't forget to like this video. Give it a thumbs up. Have a great month ahead and see you in the next video.